Meanwhile, Russia has vowed to help Iran counter oil sanctions the U.S. is to reimpose on Iran in a bid to choke its crude exports. Russia's energy minister said Moscow will definitely continue developing its trading of Iranian oil despite the sanctions. Alexander Novak said continued oil trade with Iran gives it guaranteed resources to pay for imports of Russian technology and services. Novak added that this government considers the U.S. sanctions against Iran illegal and that they are introduced unilaterally without a United Nations mandate. Tehran and Moscow signed an agreement in 2014 that allows trading of Russian goods with Iranian oil, which could be sold to third parties. Political analyst William Jones believes the U.S. is alienating a large portion of the international community by its policy of unilateralism.
Obviously, the United States is carrying a big stick these days with regard to Iran, but the fortunate thing is they've alienated a large section of the international community by this unilateral policy that has been characteristic of the administration, especially with regard to the situation in Iran. And it's not surprising that that the Russians are pushing back. While they want a good relationship with the United States, which is not always not always easy to attain, they've also been subject to sanctions, so they felt the brunt of the same type of thing that's being used against Iran, and it's in their interest to try and create the kind of relationships so that this big stick bully is not able to exert its will everywhere at the same time. The trend of history is towards a greater collaboration between nations based on the notion of international law, and much of what the United States is doing in various parts of the world on a unilateral basis is an attempt to go back to the way things were a century ago. But I don't think that's going to ultimately succeed, because it's going to alienate many of those countries in which the United States is also very much dependent.